I feel weird, and I don't want you. Tune in to African Rhythms every Friday from 7:30 to 9 o'clock with your host, David Love Jones, as he plays a heavyweight selection of classics from the past, present, and future. This includes jazz, soul, hip-hop, Afro-Latin, funk, and eclectic Brazilian rhythms.
Lots of people, they take it like a game.
Oh, man.
What?
I really wanted to catch that football game, but I have to clean my room. I'm so bummed.
Yo, man, totally chill out. You can catch it on CITR.
CITR?
Did someone say CITR?
Yeah.
CITR Radio brings you Thunderbird Sports on the weekends. Catch all the action and don't miss a moment of play with our live play-by-play and color commentary. Only on CITR 101.9 FM.
Wow,
that's great.
And if you can't catch the game, tune in at 3:30 p.m. every Thursday for our weekly update on UBC Athletics with live scores, recaps, and in-depth analysis.
Oh, okay, dude. Okay, dude. We get it.
Dude.
Only on CITR.
As a station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
Pray to God it's gonna last. The life I'm living wouldn't trade it for my past. Flip the scripture, Jesus picture, switch the picture. How you figure? There's some homies gonna make some hella figures. Listen to my niggas, don't you see? That it's all about the G's, brother, come with me. Hail Mary, nigga, run quick, see the life can get any worse. Some people life is blessed, some people life is cursed. Shall we put it in reverse? I turn the curse into a blessing.
No more self-doubting, no more second-guessing, no more just expecting that my dreams is gonna happen. I'm never going broke, I gotta stay woke. Look at me, look at me, Evolution, AMG.
Yo, yo, mic check, mic check, mic check. Yo, can you hear me? Alright, let's check this out.
Nikifika kwa mta, nikifika kwa mta. Ha. How say wanna jump? Makara wanna jump, jump. CID, CIA, MI6 Vatican, can. Middle finger waste man. Rasta man, African one time, roll a blunt. Nikifika kwa mta, nikifika kwa mta. Ha. How say wanna jump? Makara wanna jump.
Yo, 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 mic checker, mic checker, mic checker. You know what it is, you know what it is. It's a new era show, ladies and gentlemen. You know what it is. Rastine Roller Blunt, one time Roller Blunt. That's me in the background, by the way. Let's go.
Yeah, yeah, Shari bring it back, 1-2. Mic check, 1-2. Ha, Evolution is the crew. Shout out from the crew. So my dreams come true. 3D times 2. Yeah. Mau Mau with the crew. Bantu, what they do?
It's that new era show, by the way. Did I mention that? Yo, 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 it's a beautiful Wednesday night, and you know what it is. We're in the studio, coming live from unceded Musqueam territory. Let's smoke it one time. Let's go. I'm in the studio with the one and only crew. What's up, crew?
What's up, dude?
I got my crew on deck. My crew looking swagged out.
Swagged out, bro.
You know what it is, the new air show.
What's up, bro? Radio boys, what's good, yo?
What's good, what's good? We here. Another week, another dawn, man. Another new air show to promote and to put out for the peoples. You know what it is. And I'm in the studio with a special guest, my homie. And you know me, because you know him. You know what I'm saying? That's my homie. And, bro, tell him what's your name, bro.
Hey, what's up? It's Traffic.
Traffic, man. This is the part where in the backgrounds we have, like, rounds of applauses, and we have, you know what I mean, it's cheering.
CIA,
CIA. We're working on that effect, bro. Don't worry, we'll have it in the next show. What's up, Traffic? How you doing, bro?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Blessed, bro. Blessed for you for coming to jump. Blessed up in the house. Just scared. You guys came a long way. God bless.
Yeah, it's great to be here.
We're in the studio with a special guest as well, but I don't know if the special guest wants to be named. Name is Sophie. Sophie B. Richards. We got some mad pictures coming up on our Instagram. Yo, let's get it, baby. Thank you, Vancouver, for tuning in. All my homies, I see them going to the page. You know, this is Iano, man. You know what it is. All my homies on SoundCloud, we on now. Come live, baby. Send me those.
Take a shot for the game, please.
Yeah, we gonna let this song play for a bit. Then we come in with some traffic. Ba boom, ba bam. Traffic, you wanna say something?
It's great to be here. You know, I'm stoked.
Yeah.
First time on the show. First time on the show.
Exactly. It's a good show.
I'm a fan, though. I'm a fan of the show.
Oh, bless him, man. We fans of you, so like it's mutual respect up in this, man. So thanks for coming. Here we go. Yeah, fro.
They always told me spit a sad song, but now I'm back and it ain't that long. Since I was sitting with my head in my hands, so my rap's gone, my plans on hold. So I packed all my stuff in my backpack. Old were the days when I would dream about catching a flight, not knowing where I'd end at the end of the night. Cause I caught the bus through my neighborhood to the Amtrak. Sick of hearing people talking all that you can't rap. Sick of being walked on, stomped on like stairs that I used to chill at with the homies with no cares. But now I'm grown like the trees lining the streets of my city. Getting that feeling that I'm gonna keep the family with me. If it's that victory lap song when I'm spitting the rap song, this world turns vivid from the scenes that have passed on. Thinking if I really live this life at the moment with my creations unbridled by somebody who owned it, then maybe I know that the things that I dreamed happening could really come true with this rapping shit. Yeah. And my people say, and my people say, and my people say, yeah.
I will give you everything just so you can hear me sing. I'm telling you the truth. I will give you everything just so you can hear me sing. I'm telling you the truth.
Never was the type to care about the latest Prada. I used to have a ride because I didn't have a dollar, but I made it into college, so I always had the backpack. I really wished I had CDs in my knapsack, cause you know, man, I never been one for the books. Even though I had the scholarship all on the hook, I still skip class to meet my girl or to see a show, cause FOMO too real, the photos, the new deals, the labels got all on the table. If they asking me kindly, I tell them why should I sign with you. Yo, you gotta remind me, cause my momentum is unstoppable, triumphing over obstacles and still keeping the soul in a song. That's my papa, yo, will tell you how I used to spit dope words in the kitchen before I had a mic or anybody to listen. And ask my brother how he freestyled into an old desktop. Lights my bus and the next stop's about to be more glorious than ever before. So man, step out of the way, come on, let's open this door. Come on, yeah. And my people say, and my people say, and my people say, sing it again.
I will give you everything just so you can hear me sing. I'm telling you the truth. I will give you everything just so you can hear me sing. I'm telling you the truth. I will give you everything,
everything,
just so you can hear me sing.
Hear me sing.
I'm telling you the truth.
I'm telling you the truth.
I will give you everything,
everything,
just so you can hear me sing.
Hear me sing.
I'm telling you the truth.
Yeah, I'm telling you the truth.
In the mirror and I'm rubbing my eyes to see me a little clearer, what's dearer to me. My rhyme's a cup of tea in the morning to warm me up from some misery, and I'm feeling refreshed now, hitting a groovy span. Sometimes it feels like I'm in a movie, man. My whole 18 packed in a moving van, not moving green, you see I was moving land. Yo, playing Ye's debut on my way to college because I got some attitude. My latitude is drawing blueprints for a new prince, watch it all prove it. Never self-centered, repping it on some crew shit. Crew hits it off when we meet by the sea. I love it how they never define me as an MC. Man, why can't life always fly so easy? Gets nice by the ocean, coasting it when it's breezy. The good day.
Everybody, no more sleeping in bed.
Whole lot of soul, partner. Feels good, don't it? Good, don't
it? Everybody, no more sleeping in bed.
Whole lot of soul, partner. Feels good, don't it? Good, don't it?
People don't know it, but flowing is hard work. Yo, it's got perks, but I can feel like a hard jerk. Hard work to provide more time for others' lives. Besides, I try to inspire them with my rhymes. That's the best I can do. You know that it's true. And if I do this for anything, I do this for you. The people that be trying to hide to figure life out. Yo, I coax them out the shell of the hell they were dealt. I was dealt, yo.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're in the house with the one and only. What's up, bro?
Hey, man, how's it going?
It's going good, bro. How's it going with you?
It's good, yeah. Just been, just got back to school, just working on some new music and stuff, you know. It's basically, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's good, man. Thanks for joining us. Can you hear me, bro?
Yeah, I can.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So we in the studio, New Era Show. We got our Facebook Live fans. And you know what it is, man. We're just kicking in today. We got some fans out there. What's up, homies? I see y'all. You know what it is, New Era Show. And we're in here with the one and only Traffic. You can hear his music in the background, you know what I'm saying, bro? And Traffic, man, first and foremost, bro, what you been up to, man, this past 12 months, bro? Tell us a bit.
Just been going to school mainly and working. That's like my day life, but like, yeah, working on music too, man. I put out a mixtape called Among the Leaves. It was about, it was in January last year. That was the last thing I put out, like as far as like a record. I've also done like, that's actually playing right now. This song's called All Weather's Alley, but, and I've done a couple singles that I just put out. One of them you already heard, it's called Find a Way. It's with, Chin and Jetty. He's Vancouver-based producer that I've worked with recently. He's a good guy.
Uh-huh.
And and then working on a new EP that I'm coming out with. Yeah.
You sound like a busy homie. You know what it is. Much respect. I like hearing homies on the grind. You know what it is. No eating and no sleeping till you get the job done. Ain't that right, bro?
Yeah,
man. Yo, if I may ask you a question, Traffic, man. What are your top three philosophies in life, bro?
Oh man, it's hard.
It's a hard one.
I've never asked a question like that.
Bro, I don't know.
I'd say like.
No, it's a good question. Man. I'd say like, I don't know. Just do you, be yourself. That's the number one thing.
Okay.
Just own it. You have to own it. Like whatever you want to do, just own it. That's like the main thing I'd say. And maybe don't, you know, do what you feel like inside is what you have to do. Like regardless of what people are gonna necessarily say about it. That's like one thing that I'd say. And number two, like I don't know, like then when it comes to like other people, like, you know, let's say like my second life philosophy is just treat others with respect, treat others like
how you want to be treated.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the golden rule, they call
that's
it.
That's true. That's number one to me too.
Just K does the same thing.
Just K, what's your number one philosophy in life, man?
Respect, dude.
Respect, yeah.
Respect, bro. My dad fucking engraved that in my neck. Beat me with respect till I understand.
What about you, Maxi? Tell us. Oh,
damn, my number one philosophy.
Count up the guap, juggling finesse. You gotta find, okay, basically, you gotta find some way to be happy. Otherwise, you're fucked. You didn't pull it off. And however you got that, I don't know, that's a philosophy right there.
Yeah, whatever it is.
It will do some stuff that makes you happy, hopefully. Yeah.
Yo, my number one philosophy in life is live life, full stop, you know what I'm saying? That's my number one and only philosophy in life.
God,
you know
damn,
what it is.
Bro.
Yeah, man. So
that's deep.
Yeah, man. So
how am I supposed to live life?
How are you supposed to live life, bro? One step at a time.
One step? I got 2 feet. What if I want to jump for it, bro? I like to take leaps.
You better land on 1 foot, bro. You know what I'm saying? But you know what it is, man. It's all about the new era. And Traffic, bro, I got a question, man. And like, the song that's playing right now, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Weather's Alley. Tell us a little about that, bro.
Yeah, man. That's like, that's the lead off track to my record, Among the Leaves.
Yeah.
That I just put out like 6 months ago, probably. It's honestly just about like like it's like a fear, it's like about fear, like worries about the future, like, you know what I mean? And like I was just venting, I was getting it off my chest. A lot of it was about like rap and like fear of judgment. Yeah. And like art and like creating art and and fearing that other people are gonna like take it, fearing that it's gonna change who you are or like change your perception. And you know, even though I just said earlier my philosophy is not to care about, you know, what other people's opinions are, it's hard not to, right? And that's something that affects everybody. So I like wrote that kind of keeping that in mind. Like it was like, it's kind of about like my aspirations in the future, but like the anxiety that brings about. That's really what it was, I guess.
That's my respect, bro. You know what it is.
That's dope, yo.
But like, I got a question.
Yeah.
I mean, me too, but...
Okay, you go first.
All right.
Okay, so I was thinking, you got a lot of music coming out, yo. Like, you're putting out a lot of songs. That one project, I don't know, I can see like maybe 12, 13 on there or something. So that's pretty serious.
sets.
So what's your process for getting these songs done? Yo, do you like sift through beats? You just look through beats until you get inspired, or are you sort of having like an idea of like what you want to write about or something before you get into it? What's your sort of songwriting process?
Honestly, it's just beats first usually. Like, it's like I'll sift through, like you said, and like try and find something. Like, I'll find a certain producer or a certain group of producers that I really like their sound. Like, that's how I made my first two records, was just finding, in the case of the first one, finding a group of guys that I like their sound a lot, and they all shared it, and they know each other, and like they work together. The second one was like, not all, like there's other producers, but mainly produced by one guy. His name's Ludwig Danson. And like, so like, I found him, and I was like, I just felt like it meshed with me. Like, I felt it on like a deep level when I was hearing his beats, just like in the sense that it felt really like natural. So from then on, if the beat feels natural, it feels like something I can write on, then I just start, like, I take the pen to the paper, and honestly, everything, like, springs from the beats first. Like, it's always the music I'm listening to that gives me an idea, and then I pull something out of that that's, like, I feel like is authentic or whatever.
That's sick. That sounds good, man. So, and I just wanted to ask about, so you said you work with Chin and Getty, right? And so how did you link up with him, for those who don't know?
Oh, yeah, Chin, he's a friend of a friend, and
That's a pretty big name, right? He's done some big things.
He might have some Grammys.
He's got some Grammys under his name. We've done our research on him.
He does, yeah, he does. He's had Grammys for working on Eminem's Recovery album.
Oh, yeah.
And Lecrae, and I think Pink, and I'm not sure what else, but I know he has a number of Grammys. He's a talented dude. He's a good guy.
That's dope, man. That's, you guys
have
good
a good guy to have on you.
Must have give you some sort of like mentorship, right?
Oh yeah, yeah. That was another thing. That was one of the coolest things about working with him is obviously like, you know, he's very experienced.
Oh, yeah.
In the music industry, he's very experienced in like music, and like he definitely, working with him opened me up to some things, because when you're a guy who when you're a guy who, like, you know, it was easy for me to get stuck in a bubble, and I hadn't really worked with people who were like, who are really experienced with music. I was working with a lot of people my age who were like doing in the same boat as me. So it's like hearing that from him, it was like, it opened me up to it. Actually, like, I think it honestly changed the way I like approach music.
Yeah.
The way I like, yeah.
How so?
Just in the sense that like I learned a lot. I learned more about like what this stuff is actually like. Like, in terms of, like, music, like, doing it,
yeah.
You know, and it's, like, I just changed my view of it. I think it just taught me stuff about that, you know? Like, the industry and, like, going into, like, it as a career, right, and stuff like that. That, you know.
It's a tough thing, man. Struggling artist is, you know, it's a term for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of struggling artists out here.
First and foremost, Shaori.
Yeah, first and foremost myself.
Donate to the Patreon.
So like,
Patreon,
that's what the new era is about.
Still living off a stack I made at the Nino, bro.
Yeah, man. But like,
shout out Casino.
I got a question to ask Traffic. And like, you and I have a mutual friend. His name is Saper.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So yeah. Like, man, tell me about how it's been working with Saper and like his band. And his band go by the name of
Indigo District.
Indigo,
yeah.
Districts. Yeah, I just saw some stuff you posted, you reshared of his stuff, a project that they did. Tell us how it is working with Superman.
Oh, it's really good. Like, me and Separ are, like, really good friends.
Yeah.
So it's like we were approaching music from the, like, we were working together as, like, good friends.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, that way it was, like, natural. And, like, he's an ambitious guy. He knows what he wants. Like, you know, when he sits down to make a song, when he sits down to release a song, all that, he knows what he wants the marketing to look like. He knows what he wants the song to sound like. He's very focused in that way. So working with him is like, it's awesome, because he's like very directed. He's focused and he's directed, and that's like something I said about Chin too. Like, I learn something from every person I work with.
Yeah.
You know, and every artist and every person who does this, you learn something from them, and it can be like a different, there's lots of different things that are valuable, and like I just learned that from, I learned different stuff from each of them, and like Sepper's one of those guys. Yeah,
bless up. And right now, bro, I'm gonna ask you one last question before we hop into a commercial break. Actually, we have one more question to ask. Who's gonna ask the last question, guys, before we come back?
You ask guy first, man. And then me.
I was just gonna ask him one question, bro.
I hate to be on the spot. Like,
we're in UBC right now, you know what it is. And there's a lot of young kids who just came through. I ain't gonna call them young kids. We all intellectual peers out here. But they're young, and they're just fresh off the boat, you know what I'm saying? Fresh off the jet. And, like, a lot of them have, like, conflicts as to either they're gonna follow their passion, or they're gonna, like, just go the clean end. you know, easy road, like the easy hard road, you know what I mean? That's mm-hmm. what I like to call it. It's an easy hard road, but like there's the hard road, bro. And like you said, man, you're doing music as a career, not as a hobby, right? So some insight, bro.
You know, I'd say I'm in, yeah, I mean, like in the current, okay, sorry, let me, yeah, but I'd, as far as like, okay. Yeah,
it's all good, it's all
sorry, man. I'm like, I'm tripping up because I'm thinking of like three things at once to
yeah,
say.
Yeah.
No, but as far as like advice to them yeah. or like insight about that, like I'd say like, just, I don't know. If I look back, I'm like, yo, like, the times that it's like I wouldn't do anything. Like none of these ambitions and dreams. Like it's great to have them, and they're great, and they can nourish you and stuff. But I would say don't sacrifice your sanity
yeah.
or like your enjoyment or like yeah. your fun or like your experiences that you can have coming into this place. Like mm-hmm. if we're talking about UBC, that is
uh-huh.
for like
one example, but yeah,
mm-hmm. or like just for that example, like mm-hmm. for your, like it's just balance. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah,
I'd say like balance it out. Like I enjoy rap the most when I'm like mm-hmm. and making music the most when I feel like my life's like in balance, and like
yeah.
that's what I'd say is insight to, like, you know what I mean? And like
that's deep, bro. That's deep.
It like gives you room to breathe.
That's
with
true,
music.
Man.
Yeah,
that's
man.
True.
Yeah.
Cause like, you know what it is? At the end of the day, forgive me. At the end of the day, like, you know, there's guys who are doing it for fun. There's guys who are doing it like for real. You know what I'm saying? So like the difference ultimately, only time will tell. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But like, persistence, I'd say persistence, just K.
Yeah, persistence.
Advice to the youth demo.
But like I kind of agree with what he says, man.
Yeah,
when I'm
yeah.
in the studio like
yeah.
four nights in a row, like I'm just like on the fourth night, I'm like, yo, fuck. Like
yeah.
Me and Keon have spent a lot of time burnt out from working way too hard. We're just like
losing your sanity.
Yeah, we're just like out there, we're
yeah,
just like, man, we can make like nine songs a day, so let's just like make nine songs a day, but you'll eventually start to feel sick.
Yeah, yeah,
exactly.
The Lings will catch up to you,
yeah,
boys. I'll tell
you
that right now.
Run you down, yo, like a train.
History, bro.
Run.
History lesson.
Yeah.
No, you guys are right.
Bless up. So right now, we're just going to let some traffic play in the back, and we're going to hop into a public service announcement. Hey, man, this is community radio. Don't blame me. You know what it is, but you know what it is. So then we'll be back, and we'll be vibing with traffic. Thanks for all the questions the guys are sending us all over the world. So you know what it is. All over the world, only me in Vancouver. But I know there's homies in Sweden and Germany and, you know, all that place, man. Bless up, New Era.
My
show.
European
we'll be
homies,
back, baby.
My Middle Eastern homies.
You ain't got no homies. Look at you, man. We out.
What you talking?
It's been so long, but now you're here. Here to stay.
Join us every Saturday from 8 till noon for Saturday's Edge with your host, Steve Edge, as he guides you on a journey to world and roots music, with African, Latin, and European music in the first half, followed by Celtic, blues, songwriters, and Cajun in the second half.
Crimes and Treasons Radio, this is Riff Raff. Every Tuesday from 9 to 11 p.m. on 101.9 FM.
Yes, you and I rocking with the best, 101.9 CITR Radio. Crimes and Treasons, this is your boy Just Blaze. Right now you're rocking with Jules Andre Brown, Rolly Rails, Jamal Steels, and Horsepower. You know what it is, right?
Yo, it's Iron Sue, man. I want to shout out Crimes and Treasons Radio, man. CITR 101.9, man. Turn up.
I really wanted to.
take a break from working. Kick it back in the summer beneath the trees. Lying on our backs, just watching the leaves sway in patterns when the wind blow. The times are so simple, forgetting the stress as I'm gazing out in my window. And I see the people walking and I see some of them laughing, watching cars passing as they're stacking up traffic. And my friends see they're coming by, they want to kick it with me. So we hop up in the ride and we driving around the city seeing girls so pretty. Yo, beautiful views of the ocean with red and white kites flying by in slow motion. With posted at the corner store, copping an orange soda, playing below the heavens on my red Motorola. Used to be in that shy kid, but now I'm getting bolder, like a statement at the ages through the pages I'm holding. As these pages keep turning, the way just unfolds. So fly with me, take it higher up, let's go, come on.
We can fly into the sky, birds that feel way up high. Looking at these city streets, where the shadows of MIP are. We can fly into the sky, birds that feel, I see the sun. There's no place I'd rather be.
I probably could have been that kid for the rest of my life that sits on his computer at the end of the night, posting his link on every single YouTube channel and tells everyone they're sleeping on his crew's new banger. But I felt I had to leave my room and see the city blossom, meeting people, yo, we built it, and there's nothing gonna stop us, no dropping us from a label, making our own choices, telling real stories from this life of the voices. It doesn't matter if you're a beggar or a CEO, because we all got a story. When you see me though, you see my CD, bro, carry that in my knapsack, looking like a runner, cause I'm ready to fast track. And my mom said I always had a four-track mind, so I'm cruising through my city playing four-track mind. Van City, do you hear me though? I want to be yours, the city that raised me. Hey, I want to see more of this music.
We can fly into the sky, birds that feel way up high. Looking at these city streets, where the shadows of MIP are. We can fly into the sky, birds that feel, I see the sun. There's no place I'd rather be.
For all the people in here, come on man, go, yeah. When I wake up, I shake up, I see my face in the mirror, and I'm rubbing my eyes to see me a little clearer, what's dearer to me, my rhyme's a cup of tea.
I'm gonna bring that down for a sec. I got my homie, what's good, bro?
Yo, what's up? What's up?
I got my homie Traffic in the house. Traffic, aka Jacob. Aka Jay. Hey Jay, where my Jay at? You know, it's 420, bro. You know what I'm saying? I always call him Jay. Jay. I'm just joking, man. We keep it professional up in this. We grown ups, man. And this homie's been doing big things in Vancouver, bro. And man, you know, New Era show, man. Honestly, I only want big things in my show. It's always been like that, but like right now, the big things are even bigger. So I got all my homies in the studio. We got Maxi, the producer.
I'm out here.
Got Jaske, rapper producer.
He's out here.
We got Shari, rapper, producer, entrepreneur, and everything else.
Also, in everything else.
Thank you. But we all good, guys, at the end of the day. And we're listening to the Good Day Remastered, bro. And, bro, I got a question to ask you about this song, Good Day Remastered. You got a video for this song, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you shot the video with some of my homies from Coastal Motion, if not all of them. My homie, Noam.
Oh, no, that was Dylan. Another guy called Dylan.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Noam wasn't on set.
No.
Noam? Jeff?
Maybe, I don't know.
Man, I know.
I kind of forget because a bunch
crew,
of people
could have had a big set.
I know your crew that was there, yeah. And yeah. You guys shot the one take.
Oh, sorry, bro.
Yeah,
you're
remember.
Talking about something else, man. I'm
it
sorry.
It wasn't the Good Day.
I thought it was the music video because I have two videos for this.
Oh, yeah.
But, no, no, you're right, dude. Yeah, it was it was
the
Noam.
One take, yeah.
It was Noam, yeah, Noam, Coastal Motion, yeah, yeah.
Okay, yeah, man. How was that, man? Shooting a one take, man.
Oh, it was, like, it was crazy, man.
And what was it about? Yeah, go ahead and like describe like what the video was about and like, you know, as an artist, as an up and coming artist, man, how did you get these guys together? Did you pay for them? What did you pay for? You know, what did it cost you? And you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. How did it feel, the whole project? Tell us.
Oh man, yeah, with that one take, it was we shot it in like in this theater thing, and it was like crazy. They had like this rail, this track around us, so it was like a circle, and they were like running like a trolley around it with a camera, and it was like awesome. They were like the whole time I was performing, they were like rotating around me, and it was like they had the craziest setup. Like there was like amazing lights. Like it was just, I've never felt like I was in such a professional video shoot. So like shout out to Noam and like Neil and Alex and everyone in Coastal Motion.
It was Coastal Motion, right?
Yeah, that one was. Yeah, yeah. Sorry, I got confused because I did a music video for this and it was a different thing. But one take was Coastal Motion. Yeah, and like it was great. I was with my band and like playing with the band is like was really fun. Like it's a really different dynamic. Like really feed off everybody and like it's just, it feels so good to be like with a group like performing. You know, it's like, yeah.
Bless up. And before I, you guys go ahead and ask a question, and just so I can mention this, you know what it is, it's New Era Show, and of course, we're going to have a freestyle session today. We got some rappers in the house, so of course this homie's going to be freestyling for us. Ain't that right, bro?
Damn straight.
Yep.
So,
you goddamn right.
Yeah, you goddamn right. But I was going to ask you, Traffic, one question on that tip, man. You performed at Last Band Standing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, yeah. I didn't perform at it, actually, no.
You didn't perform at it?
No.
I was aware at the time, but, like, tell us how the whole process went, like, from applying and, like, what you felt about, like, what you still feel about the event and all that. Tell us, bro.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, just, like, I submitted an application and, like, sent in a video with my band, I think. And since it was Last Band Standing, I really wanted to, like, get a full band together. So, like, you know, I had, like, I think there was 7 people in the band.
Yeah.
And, like, it was... So yeah, we did a one take, and the one take like I described, it was awesome. Uh-huh. And yeah, it was good. Like it was great. It was a good experience. It was a good learning experience.
What did you learn, man? What did you learn? Like, cause like if you're telling me you didn't make it to Last Band Standing, man,
mm-hmm.
That means you didn't go through the process of like where your people vote. And
yeah.
Like I feel you. Like I'll give you props because I didn't even go through the first stage selection. You know what I'm saying? So such shit as an artist, man, you know what I'm saying? I try not to take it personally, you know? I like to picture and be like, why didn't they select me? You know what I mean? And then I go back and I think about it and like, you know what I mean? It builds a certain type of character. And like,
mm-hmm.
You know, like, what would you say about that, man? Like, are you angry? What did you take from that experience of, I wouldn't call it defeat because you won at the end of the day, but you wanted to win, of course. So tell us, man, as an artist, as an everyday, like, you know what I'm saying? How'd you feel?
Yeah, that's a good question, actually. Yeah, it's like,
you know what I mean?
It's like it's like a learning thing, like everything.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Like, I feel like in music, like rejection's like, you know, at the end of the day, like to be honest, like I was like pretty sad about not making it in because I'm like, yo, I feel like I really wanted to represent like this community, which is like what I've been a part of for years, you know what
exactly.
I mean? By going through it, by playing at Block Party, by doing
you
that.
You have fans, bro. You have fans in UBC.
Yeah.
Definitely more than most other bands that actually go to the final stage.
Yeah.
And I can comfortably say that as your fan, and because I've been watching your fan base. And I know my fan base as well. So, like, you have fans, and you deserve to play. And, like, you know, it builds character, I have to say, at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And it's made me pissed off because the first year I didn't make it. First year, like, I made it through, didn't win. Second year, I didn't even make it. This year, I'm fucking mad. And I'm going to win this shit, bro.
Yeah.
And I bet you're mad as well. Because you better raise the bar. We got to raise the bar for each other. And that's what I love about having you in UBC and having the homies as well. We keep each other going, you know.
You're moving up to metal, Shari? You going to do some heavy metal? Oh,
nah,
some angry ass. You know,
I'm
getting everything like that.
I'm fucking pissed. And that, you know, that's
fuck battle bands.
Nah, man. And that brings me to another question I had in mind, bro. Like, to what extent would you go to express yourself in terms of, like, would you be willing to do a collaboration in, like, with a reggae artist, with, like, a pop artist, or, you know, just some type of genre that you're not, that's outside your, you know, comfort space? What do you think, bro?
Definitely.
Okay.
It really, for me, like, collaboration is just, it's like, you know, if it feels like it's the right time, like, I'll do it. And, like, there's bands that have approached me to be on indie tracks. Like, I get that sometimes. Indie tracks and, like, pop and stuff. And, like, I've done EDM once, but it didn't get put out. Or I don't remember what happened exactly. But, like, I've done a bunch of stuff like that. I'm open to that kind of thing, yeah.
Do you, ever hop any on, like, some trap beats?
Yeah, I've been working with these some some homies. Like, I'll give them a shout out right now. They're called End All Be All. It's Alexander Gad, Zodiac Hat, and AKA Colette and me. It's like a group of four, and we do a lot of. We've been putting out like quite a bit of trap stuff and like. Yeah, man. Like, those guys are great. Like, they're up and coming UBC group. They're like new. You know, they're new.
They rap too, or they.
Yeah, they do. It's nice. Everyone in the group produces, and three out of the four people rap. So there's a lot of beats and stuff being made. Yeah.
That's cool, man. Honestly, I don't see you doing trap, but ironically, I see you doing trap. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
It's like a double-edged sword, like expecting you not to be the type to do trap.
Yeah,
you're confusing
me.
I see
you killing a trap beat, honestly, man.
Oh, thanks. Yeah.
And for that reason, we're gonna throw some trap today, man, in the basket for you.
Okay, let's do it. Yeah, so, Five Fingers of Death style.
Five Fingers of Death. Okay. Picky. We're gonna cut this for a real second. My homie Just K selected some beats. And we're going to throw up some of those beats. I see the homies outside the pit. Hey.
Hey.
What's good? You know what it is. UBC, it's a Wednesday night. And it's the first day of school. And it's a pit night. So.
Shout out. We got Seb C tonight. Repping, DJing the pit night. He's taking over every Wednesday at UBC. If y'all didn't know, now you do know. And if you're downtown Vancouver tonight, make sure you check out Havoc at Fortune, mother. Fuck Mob Deep, goddamn. I'm just kidding. But honestly, rest in peace, Prodigy. And you guys should check out that show if you're downtown.
That's what's up.
We're just having fun.
Yeah, we having fun.
We'll let Eric start this one.
Rest in peace to the legends. Yeah. Afro. Oh. Yeah. We're gonna let our homie Just K christen the beat. Let's go.
Yeah. Woke up in an Audi.
Yeah.
Wait, no, that was Showery.
Showery?
Yeah, I woke up in a Bugatti.
What?
Yeah. Walk around like, who stopped me?
Oh.
Yeah. Now I'm feeling greater. Walking through my city and I'm just gonna chase the paper. If she fine, might just penetrate her. Hey, you be looking goofy like a hell of hater. And I'm getting money, it's not funny. I ain't even laugh. I did the money. I just did the funny walk with the graph on the side. She said she like it. Calculated with the math on her mind. That's a number. Hey, that's the lightning with the thunder. Drinking so much, yeah, I might just chunder. Shorty said she's staying, but I don't see no slumber. No. And I'm balling all day. That's just a bummer for you.
Oh, yippee yo, yippee yay. I love to sound my songs like this. What the fuck can I say, man? Hey. I ain't Kanye, but I come from the east and I'm headed to the west. I ain't saying I'm the best, but I'm gonna prove to the rest that I can't compete. Nike soles make my feet so sweet. Ooh, when I walk around, cool. Shari looking down. Ooh, man, I got a crown. Boo, chilling with her now. Ooh. And you know how I do. Afro band too, man. You know I rep the crew. All my homies in the east. Man, you know they're trying to put our names up on their list, man. Yeah, we see some waste, man. Just K, ain't no waste, man. He the best, man. In Ripping Van City, man. And you know we got traffic in the city, man. And you know we traffic in the building, man.
Yo,
woo!
Yeah, Rain, I love the speed.
Classic.
Yo,
yeah.
Classic.
That was dope.
Yeah.
Traffic in the city and traffic in the building.
Sometimes I think the way I live was like a dimension of two sides, and it's two times around the world, still spit it. It's new guys, we still out here and chilling like we gotta be. And every time I flow, I was trying to speak prophecy. Now I'm just stopping me from doing anything that's outside of my jurisdiction. Nowadays, when I flow, it's never Nixon. Yo, we christen this beat, and it's about to be another one. Every time I flow, it's Thunder Sun. You gotta admit it, you know, we the wondrous. Gonna come up, never blundering. Yo, these rappers stuttering, but we still keep it butter flow again. Yo, we're hotter than autumn. And back in the day, yo, it was early and it's kinda crazy. Yo, they saying that I'm spitting girly, but I'm just spitting what I spit. I don't really care, and I'm out here chilling. Yo, just swept my hair to the side cause it's hot out and I'm sweating in Vancouver in late August. And every time that I flow, you know that we lost, kid. And in our own minds and our heads, out in my zone, trying to live the life that I live. You know we staking it prone to keep it professional, then step up in the track, hectic, ripping it raw again. Every time we flow, you know we flowing off the jaw again. Me and Shari, Keon and Max and Sophie up in here. You know I'm spitting on these tracks. You know it's never whack. I just spit it like an attack on all these MCs. No, we flow again and we getting it with more degrees than a PhD. Yeah. Out here chilling. Just gotta be willing to be the villain like Mad Villain with the mask. Every time I flow, it's on the track.
Wait. Hold up, bro. Yo, man, you just came on my show and you killed me, man. Yo, listen, man. You told me that you you know, you're not comfortable, like, just, you know, spitting bars, like, on my show, and then you just killed it, bro. Please explain yourself, man. Why the fuck did you just do this? No! We're going to the next beat, man. Okay. I'm going to bring the flavor, shall we? Just K, I beat you at least. Traffic beat me. And
you know, sometimes I feel like freestyling, you know, I can pull it out from time to time.
Yippee, yo, yippee, fucking Kai, whack, boy. Fuck out of here.
Oh, what? You have your whole okay, never mind. I thought this was
track.
You've got miles to go. I thought this was the beat, and I was like, oh, what?
Yeah, man. I thought that was the beat as well.
But
our DJ for the night, DJ Just
K. Yo, shut the fuck up.
We got the beat, let's go, baby. Shari is a human. See, Shari is a human.
Turn it up.
Let me turn it up. Okay, Shari is a human. Very few, man, can compare. Oh, yeah, I got that kick, I got that snare.
Oh, yeah.
I got a mean fucking stare.
Oh, yeah.
From the fucking principal, you see, she ain't bending rules for a nigga. But you see, I got my swag and I got a Louis bag. I'm just kidding, that's whack.
Oh, yeah.
That's the type of shit, Just K, just say, that's whack. That's the shit, Just K, take back to the store.
Fuck you.
To the store.
Might just take your hoe.
Oh.
And I got that flow.
No.
I ain't come here for that show. Goddamn. When I walk up in that city, see that glow. Yeah. And she know my name. But I don't know her.
No.
And I control her.
Yeah.
That be Nintendo.
Oh.
Close my eyes, I see that indigo. Ay. Imbeciles be in my face, but I be in that dough. Ay. Money make you change. Money fuck with lames. Lames up in my face. Now I'm smoking strings. Now I'm getting A's. Ay. Higher plane. Fuck with me. She get what she desire, man. Ay. I'm on a higher plane. Ay. Yo, energy up. Got my synergy up. Yo, sincerely for me and my bros fucking it up. We were standing on the corner. Now we really gon' get it. Shorty know that life's so hectic. So she just gon' stress it. I just pop a bottle with that cheek. Cannot pronounce. And you know, hey. Yeah, I do it pro now.
Ay.
Damn profound.
Ay.
Yeah, get that flow now. That's your girl, she a hoe now.
What?
What's a whole town?
God.
I've been smoking on that whole pound.
What?
Smoke that whole loud. You a clown. Gon' fuck with my sound. You going down.
Down.
Might just pop that around.
Bruh. Yeah.
Pop that around.
I swear. Kids don't know me, yo, since back in the day when I was digging through old records up in the tray, trying to make my day better. Oh. And nowadays the weather seems gray, but I fight through like the sun comes through in the shade. You know we had to do it like no other, had to get it unique, flow real. Back in the day, I was a geek, I was a nerd, nobody fuck with what I was spitting on tracks. But now I'm here with my boys in the studio spitting on wax, yo. Picking up pens, flipping again, another pad that we flow, and it's sad these rappers had it, but they fumbled it like they were at the goal line. And flow again, it's more. These rappers are, you gotta do it, it's more designs that we making up in our heads and bringing them out like cobwebs in the attic. Flow again like an addict. Rhymes to me, I'm an addict. Know that she wanna get back with me, but I'm like, no, yo, I got a new thing going. Yo, you know we flowing. Keep again like we know it. Reading books like encyclopedias, and that's how I'm rolling with it. I don't know, but yeah.
Yo, run that beat back, though.
That beat's sick. What is that?
Yeah, run that beat.
You like it?
Hell yeah.
Yo, bro, I got a fresher beat. That's one of my homies. I told you I know homies from Sweden.
That was my beat, dog.
No, that was actually not your beat, man. That's actually my homie, Mo Beats beat. Mo Beats, I see you coming live from Qatar,
yo,
bro.
Yo, Shari lie
you,
when he fucking talk.
What?
I might just come up, you get shot. I pull up to your house with a shtick. Make sure that I catch you when you slip. I'm no Crip, but I got blue. And I fuck her. Now she got blues.
Ooh.
And I smoke.
Yeah.
Might just smoke too. Ay. Yeah. And it's all about that dope, but fuck your revenue. Grew up on the street.
Street.
Nah, I'm kidding, man. I grew up smoking weed. Now I grew up by myself just with a leaf.
Yeah.
And she said she need pills, so I gave her 3 of leaves. Ooh.
What did he do? Shari used to walk in the bands, 9 a cool.
Coop.
Shari used to walk to class, 9 flying.
No way.
Shari when he talks, Shari no lying.
No way.
Shari when he rap, nigga, he ain't never trying.
Yeah,
the shit come like his spirit, Holy Spirit up within my rhythm.
He's
and I feel like a Rasta man, okay. Damn. Goddamn. Call Just K, what a grand man, you bought a roll of 4 blend.
Ooh, 4 blend? I ain't trying to find.
Yeah.
No.
No.
I ain't trying to
I think that was
Get him.
Yeah.
Yo, up
Let's
on
get
the
it.
I'm up on the new era show. I listen to pro era rock and new era caps. Flow again, back in the track. You know we never whack, stacking all that cash like I had to back in the day. You know I'm still flipping it under the track, never coming at it lyrically lame. Another day, another beat, another rhyme, another take of the seat. Listening to others spit it, that's how I learned it back in the day. I was not interested in getting it, but nowadays it's kind of different. Kind of simple on an instrumental, but we still flip it. Yo, we never script it off of the dome.
That be off the dome. Shorty call me 3 a.m. when she off that Patron. And I walk the streets, I'm all alone. Oh, someone try to rob me, I'm on my way home. You gon' get done, I'm gon' take your man. And when you're done, I might leave with your hun. You get stunned, Tryna fuck round my funds, you get stunned, Yeah, you fuck round, get done, ay.
Okay, you see, just skate, never joking. When he cursing, he been smoking on the words and the verses. Okay. Always get worse. I live niggas in hearse. Man, I'm so rhythmic. Man, I got mathematic kind of skills. Man, I come in here, coming paying bills. You know, Shari always freestyling, man. Man, I feel like the black Michael Phelps, man. All these niggas just yelling for help. Only black man in Swiss Alps. Skiing down white man, give me daps. In the bank, accountant counting ranks. Man, my pocket really stank.
Run it back.
Damn, all that money.
Run it back.
You know what it is, new era show, and you know what it is, it's freestyle. Yo, my homie, put it here. Bro. It's always freestyle, man. Like, here's what I'm saying, man. Like, I know I'm good at freestyle, because I know whack shit. And if you think you're better...
Man, fuck all your hoes, fuck up, all your flows, fuck all your shows, fuck all come that shit, down. Shut up your shit, I just be smoking,
new
we
era.
Do not come with no script, I just be doing it live, up on Facebook, fucking get live, I just be live, ayy, drinking so much, ayy, think boom, that I'm still boom. Good to drive, hop in my whip, light up the spliff, smoke up that zip, cop on my tip, taking a right, taking a left, something up in my chest, that be the smoke that I'm hitting, I'm talking, you get it, you know that I'm gifted, I roll it and twist it, I smoke it and hit it, and you don't even understand how I just be off in emotion, ooh. And I be flowing, I am not joking, you just be dying, why are you trying, getting so old, like you be croaking, you is not speaking, baby, she eating my meat, she vegan, ooh, why the fuck is you reaching, why the fuck is you speaking, why be she acting like virgin, popping the pill and meet up on Granville, smoking the chillin'. And don't give a fuck what you're saying. Hey, she just want cream, crimes. So I just came with the feeling. Came with the feeling. Ooh, came like a villain. Hey, ooh, string what I'm hitting. You think that I'm kidding? You think that I'm kidding? I feel like a Pippin.
Yeah, Scottie Pippin. Came with the feeling. Shout out feeling. DJ Rashad. Feeling, been bumping that all day. Step up in the track, yo, it's all day. Like Kanye, spit back in the day, but I still flip it again. Back with decay, yo, we never decay. And even though we spitting it raw right off of the dome, you know we flowing with no flaws. New ever show, never gave a shit. Yo, I'm out here with the team, yo, we shitting in the grip, yo. I messed up, but I take another step back and go at it again like a dude playing ball, yo. It's like I'm dunking on him, it's like I'm flowing again. Though I'm 5'7", yo, we know it again. Everybody wanna spit it, but they ain't got the heart to go on the mic, you know we grip it. Pens in our palms, yo. Every time I flow, no, it's spitting straight bombs, yo. Every time that we spit, honestly, gotta do it next to God, yo.
Okay, Afrolution, Wame Tokambali, Hali ya Hewa, Maisha Iko Gali, man, Pesa Iko Kali, man, it's coming straight from Kali, man, I'm smoking on that Kali, man, chilling with the Taliban, I call him just,
fuck this
my nigga gonna blow up your day, you play
fuck
him on your speaker, man, your speaker no more play, you play him on the bus gon' crush, you play him in the club, motherfuckers turn up.
Yeah, right. I'll make a turn up. Your crowd look like they sipped some syrup.
What?
Why are they sleeping?
Sleeping?
Up on the ground.
Ground?
That is your crowd.
Yeah.
They up to town.
Yeah.
Turning them up, burning it up, hitting it up, taking a eight ball with a hoop. You know how I'm gonna do. Hey, that was the new era show. Just for you. Just for you. Just
new
for you.
Era show.
Just
another
you.
Week, another down, every night, every month,
what?
Shari gone, Shari gone,
Shari
just get butt to hit the bone.
I'm just kidding. Stop smoking this morning. Hey, I just stopped smoking this morning. Started smoking again this afternoon.
I would just.
I'm sorry, mom.
This guy, when he says smoking, he means smoking the sausages on the grill.
Yeah.
He's been smoking.
I got a public service announcement. Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, it's that time of the year, September. People going back to school. Yeah. Shorty's left, right, center. You know what I'm saying? In front of you, a whole lot of, you know, variables, a whole lot of obstacles stopping you from doing shit. You know, ding, ding up in your face. Yeah. Ding, dang, bada, boom. You got to focus on your work. It's September. It's time to put in that work. You know what I mean?
You got
to
put in that work.
If you're in school, put your school ahead of everything. Don't be out here getting tickets like Eric. Don't be out here drinking on Wednesdays like Shaori is. Staying up 2 a.m. Trying to hit the library 5 a.m. off a couple Addies trying to study for his test. Don't be doing that shit.
Nigga, why you selling me out, bro?
Up a couple nights. You got to stay clean, man. And that was my PSA. Thank you very much.
He's talking about the old Shaori. I changed.
He changed.
I swear, mama. But we got traffic in the house and... One more time, man. Bless up for coming.
Bless
thank you.
Up.
Thank you. Thank you. We appreciate
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, man. And like, you know what it is? We're going to go. Maxi has a speech.
Serious shout out to all listeners.
Blessings.
Straight up.
Yeah, all our listeners, actually. Yeah, all our homies, man. We always got to give blessings to our family, our homies. Thank you all. All our listeners. Everyone who's come to our Facebook, man. Like, we're just going to be partying every Wednesday. So like, when I turn on that Facebook Live, like, you don't have to check it out if you have better shit to do.
But don't worry about
it. Yeah, just check in, see what the homies are doing. Hit us up, man. We'll check you out as well, man. You know what I mean?
You check in,
so,
we check
yeah,
in.
Man. So, Just K and I and KXK and Atomic got a show on September 20th down at the Portside Pub.
That's true.
And we're going to be killing it, man. We got some fresh shit. So, like, we're going to be
that hawking. That is true.
We're going to be hawking those tickets this week.
Yeah.
Black Market, baby. You know what I'm saying?
Come alive on.
That's like an 8-minute track. You got 2 minutes OT right now, bro.
Yeah.
Do you even logic, man? This man's no logic.
In the meantime, we got to give respect and shout-outs to Traffic. Jacob
yeah, Sonsberg. Man. Shout-out Traffic. Thanks for coming through, blessing us with those flames.
Yeah, sure. Man. Keep grinding, bro. Keep grinding, man.
We'll see y'all next week with KXK. Am I right?
Yeah, we're going to have KXK next week. That's for sure. Because on the week after, we're going to have our show. We're not going to be around, so...
Yep.
Next week is the first of many.
Make sure to check Traffic out.
Yeah.
Check out your local entertainment. Check out your new Aerosol Productions.
Tell people, where can they find your music and stuff, man?
Man, SoundCloud.
The new fans and stuff, yeah.
For sure, yeah.
Yeah.
SoundCloud and Bandcamp slash SoundCloud, probably the best is SoundCloud. SoundCloud slash Traffic the MC.
Yeah.
Like the MC, just MC, and with a K. It's kind of complex, but yet. Sort of, not really, but kind of. Yeah. Anyways,
hey,
that's where.
Yeah, man. Come on, man. We this is a, you know, come on, man. Educated society, man. Like Traffic, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is a nice guy, man. I ain't nice to you, man. Come on, TRAFFIK. I'm from Africa, man. And I can spell Traffic, but I'm just joking. It's not how you spell Traffic. The
long story
traffic.
Short, don't catch him in traffic.
Yeah, don't catch him in traffic. Yeah, funny story about Traffic and Traffic. But we got Traffic in the building, bro. Thank you. And we don't see you.
Yeah. Thanks for having me. Shout out to the New Era show.
Yeah, man. And shout out to your mom. You got to shout out your mom's, man.
Shout out to my mom. If she's listening.
Yeah.
Shout out to my mom. Number one supporter, you know?
Yeah. Mama Traffic, man. Eric is a good boy. Fuck Just K, all I'm saying. Just K, bad influence on my life, but I love him. He my brother.
Yo,
all right. New Era show. We out, baby.
Peace. Peace. Thank you.
gravity, that crescendo.
broken dreams of all the others. Please don't pull me down, I think I'm drowning. This is not my burden to carry. Away.